Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program will feature conductors as accompanists. When Maya Hoover and I interviewed Krista Ludwig a few years ago, we asked her about her pianists. She had opinions about several, and when she came to Leonard Bernstein, she said, "He was an orchestra." We know Bernstein as a multi-talented musician, media personality, especially talking about music, also composer, conductor, and pianist. In Felt Einsamkeit, or Alone in the Fields, the following lead by Brahms, the first notes you'll hear are in the piano prelude. The notes lift skyward like the cloud shapes mentioned in the poem. After we hear a 1972 live performance with Krista Ludwig and Bernstein, we'll hear the same Brahms song with Bernarda Fink, accompanied by Roger Vignoles, a pianist, not a conductor. You're listening to Singing at Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HPR2, your home for classical music. This episode compares art song piano accompanists with conductors who on occasion accompany songs on the piano. We heard Christa Ludwig with Leonard Bernstein in Felt Einsamkeit, or Alone in the Fields by Brahms. After that, the same song was accompanied by Roger Vignoles, who makes his living playing piano for singers. In this case, the mezzo-soprano was Bernarda Fink. Did you notice the difference in approach between the two pianists? Not only was Bernstein's portion louder, it really had orchestral colors. Let's sample others, now in chronological order, starting with the conductor Arthur Nikisch, whose years were 1855 to 1922. Nikisch conducted the orchestras of Boston, London, and Leipzig, but most importantly, Berlin. Brahms praised the performance of his Fourth Symphony as quite exemplary. It's impossible to hear it any better. In the early years of the 20th century, Nikisch took a fancy to the leader singer Elena Gerhardt, toured with her, and in 1911 recorded the following Brahms song with her. Remember that the microphone hadn't been invented yet, so the sound is limited. The words of Vergebliches Ständchen, or Vain Serenade, let us overhear the man pleading with his girl to open her window to hear his singing, and her refusal. This goes back and forth until she sends him on his way.
Oh.
Conductors as Accompanists is the title of this Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. We just heard conductor Arthur Nikisch accompany Elena Gerhardt in Vergebliches Ständchen, or Vain Serenade, by Brahms in a 1911 recording. Then we heard the same song in a modern recording with a pianist accompanist, in this case Bengt Forsberg, with Anne-Sophie von Otte. Since the recording technology of 1911 wasn't advanced, we didn't hear a lot of the piano, making the comparison difficult. Moving forward in history, we discover a 1929 recording that Sir Thomas Beecham recorded with Dora Labette. Beecham lived from 1879 to 1961. He was best known for conducting the London and Royal Philharmonic Orchestras. From the early 20th century on, he was a major influence in the musical life of Britain and its first international conductor. We'll hear him in this rare recording as the pianist for Dora Labette singing Emmeline Rose by Frederick Delius. You'll hear a modern recording afterward.
Oh,
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we're comparing conductors as accompanists with pianists who make their living playing for singers. We began with the conductor Sir Thomas Beecham with Dora Labette performing Irmelin Rose by Frederick Delius. That same song was performed by Felicity Lott with pianist Eric Fenby. Was there a noticeable difference between the two pianists? The trick here is that Fenby also conducted a bit. Our next comparison will be easier. Bruno Walter was an acclaimed conductor who lived from 1876 to 1962. He'd worked closely with Mahler, so had a chance to premiere many of his symphonies. Walter conducted in Leipzig, New York, Salzburg, Vienna, and Berlin. Let's hear what he brings to this 1941 recording of Robert Schumann's Ich grohle nicht, I Don't Complain, with Lotte Lehmann. That will be followed by the same song performed by Hermann Prey with Leonard Hawkinson.
Ich grohle nicht, und wenn das Herz so bricht, ewig verlorenes Lieb, ewig verlorenes Lieb, ich grohle nicht, ich grohle. Strahlst in Diamantenpracht, es fällt kein Strahl in deines Herzens Nacht, das weiß ich längst. Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz so ja, im Traume und sah die Nacht in deine Sehnsensräume und sah die Schlamm, die in ihrer Wunden flieht. Ich sah mein Lied, wie sehr du elend bist. Ich grolle nicht, ich grolle.
Thank you.
think you really could hear a difference between Bruno Walter, a conductor playing piano, and Leonard Hawkinson, a pianist playing piano. I hear a more orchestral treatment from Walter. He also rolled a lot of his chords. Lotte Lehmann sang Robert Schumann's Ich grohle nicht, I don't complain, and Hermann Pry performed that same song with Hawkinson. In 1947, Bruno Walter played for Kathleen Ferrier, and we'll hear them in a live performance of Schubert's Du bist die Ruhe, You Are Peace. Once again, you'll hear Walter break the chords, making it sound more orchestral.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music. Our focus today is on composers who leave behind their baton and play the piano in an art song. Bruno Walter played for Kathleen Ferrier in Schubert's Du bist die Ruhe, You are Peace. That was followed by the same lead performed by Bryn Terfel with Malcolm Martineau. By the way, I'm not implying that what Martineau did wasn't satisfying. There is just a difference in style choices that a conductor makes when he plays piano for a singer. The next conductor, Wilhelm Furtwängler, was one of the most famous of his era. He lived from 1886 to 1954. Furtwängler was widely regarded as one of the greatest conductors of the 20th century in both opera and symphonic music. For some reason, after conducting Elisabeth Schwarzkopf in Beethoven's Ninth, he approached her with the idea of using him as her pianist in the upcoming Salzburg Festival. She readily agreed, and they opened their Hugo Wolf recital with Im Frühling, in springtime. Here I lie on the hill of spring. The clouds become my wings. A bird flies overhead. Oh, tell me, my love, where you live, that I may be with you. But you and the breezes have no home. Tell me, my heart, what memories are you weaving here in the shade of the trees? Old, unnameable days. You'll hear the piano introduce the singer, and as with some of the previous conductors, he rolls the chords.
Fliegt mir voraus.
The one-time-only collaboration of conductor Furtwängler and soprano Schwarzkopf, live in the Salzburg Festival of 1953, performing Hugo Wolf's Im Frühling, in spring. The modern recording featured pianist Jan Schulz playing for tenor Werner Gura. And now we come to one of the most respected conductors of our time, Georg Scholti, who lived from 1912 till 1997. Best known for his 22 years as the music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, he'd played piano, but usually to prepare singers for opera performances. In 1990, Scholti conducted Kyrie Tikhanova with the Vienna Philharmonic in the four last songs of Richard Strauss. Perhaps they felt musically compatible, but in any case, Scholti went on to accompany Tikhanova on the piano in 12 songs of Strauss. We'll hear the piano part of Alle Seelen, All Souls Day, with every note given orchestral importance by Scholti. Two wonderful recordings of Aller Seelen, All Souls Day by Richard Strauss, first with Georg Scholti powerfully accompanying Kiri Takanawa, and then the standard-setting 1968 recording of pianist Gerald Moore with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. This brings us to the end of this Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. You know that I take the public in public radio seriously and appreciate your suggestions and comments. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find a link to the archive of these programs. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Schatten, da stehen Studenten drei mit Flöte und Geig und Zither und singen und spielen dabei, singen und spielen dabei.